So they're bringing us a social media message of the day, and this is, I gotta say, I don't normally do shit like this, but I had to on Friday.
Okay.
I went at real Skip Bayless.
Oh, sure.
I said he. This is his tweet at real Skip Bayless. Vanderbilt drops anchor on Northwestern's fairy tale. Better school, better alumni, better ex-player coach, far better basketball tradition. That's he's talking about. Vanderbilt is
Vandy,
where he went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that kid. That kid messed up.
Right, a foul in the final couple seconds, but still.
But
game.
That's the way it
scoreboard.
Goes.
Scoreboard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So I wrote period. Well, I copied his tweet as a picture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote period, you know, to put it on the main line. At real Skip Bayless, I just took a shit that knows more about sports than you do. Hashtag Wildcats. Got me some followers too.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucker, man. I hate that fucker.
There's a lot of vitriol out there for that man.
Well, that's just, it's bullshit.
Yeah, he is a bullshitter.
You just, okay, what should I do today? What can I do today? I know, I'll say Michael Jordan's overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Who says that?
Somebody who's looking to start
an
argument.
Who needs a show. Mm-hmm. Who needs a free show done by listeners.
Right. He just does
fucking jag off.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all. I thought you'd be proud of me for doing
absolutely.
That on a late on a Friday night.
Really nice.
Did you get to watch the Northwestern loss then on Saturday?
I did.
And there were some unfortunate calls in that one. But
dude,
again,
there was goaltending and interference going up through the net
through the net.
The same play.
It was incredible. Yeah.
And then, I mean, Chris Collins maybe, he came out a little too far on the court there, but.
That's a ridiculous call.
That's a 4-point swing, man. And they were only down by 3, I think, at that point.
Yep. It was huge.
That's a 4-point swing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then the two technical free throws. It was.
Well, that's what I mean. The 2-point.
Right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and maybe even more, though, because with, I don't know, they would have called the interference, right? So you'd get the goal.
Uh-huh.
You get the two shots, right?
No, you would have just gotten the 2 points. So you're right, 4-point swing.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now
still,
and they
that's a lot.
Is there still goaltending? Because I was at a birthday party and I kept saying goaltending, and then younger people said that's interference. It's a flagrant one, which I'm not. I thought that's a kind of car racing. I don't. I mean, I'm not 100% up on the new rules, I guess.
Goaltending is the same as basket interference. Yeah, offensive or defensive.
Okay, because we call it goaltending in my day.
Yeah. It's still.
It's an F1?
That's what I yelled at my TV.
It's
goaltending.
Yeah.
No flagrant on that. It's there could be another. It could have been also a flagrant.
Heinous goaltending?
Yeah, I don't like. It's so rare.
Dick move, maybe?
Dick move goaltending?
So rare seeing somebody go
up through the basket.
That's like.
But then
you never see that.
Somebody was also getting it on the way down, too. I mean, there were two fouls there.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah.
Unfortunate, but.
But really, kind of in the end, that's a better way for it to end than just losing.
Getting blown out,
right.
Which they
were. Or beating Gonzaga and then, getting blown out. And they didn't get blown out.
Mm-mm. No.
They were down by 20 at one point, I think.
Right. So. If they'd come out with that same fire they had in the second half and the first half, who knows? But
I don't think they were overwhelmed. But Pat Dahl kept saying he didn't care. I was like, you care. Quit it. Quit trying to be so cool all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he did care, so we did watch it. We were at Mike's house.
Good.
Mike's.
Everybody was rooting for him all around.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah.
What about that crying kid?
Yeah.
He became quite the meme.
He did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It turns out that was the son of the athletic director for Northwestern. That's what I read.
Really? They kept making it seem like he was the little brother of the toe-headed guy on the team.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we had the sound down because it was at Mike's son's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't, we just kept this, because Mike wanted jams. He wanted to, have some jams going for the birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Some kid jams.
Yeah. And then, and I know he'll dispute this, but because I think he was mad that Illinois has such a shitty basketball program, although it seems like they hired a good coach.
Right. Oklahoma State.
He, right at the very, at the end of the game, he began, he fired up the happy birthday, birthday cake, happy birthday song thing in the front room.
Ah.
So we had to pause it, and then we were late arrivals, which I'm sure was captured on videotape, like maybe in the second line of the song. Come on now.
There a zoom in on your entrance?
Yeah, come on now.
And a, like a watch holding in front
of the screen. Come on now. Illinois, we're in there. We'd be watching.
Yeah, got to support the local squad.
Yeah.
Big Ten overall did pretty well.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, how about that?
How about so our bracket? Well, we can talk about it later, but
dude, you're crushing it. Your bracket.
Am I?
Your bracket is.
I must have just. That's totally by mistake then.
Well, your bracket is impressive.
Really?
You've got. Well, you're far and away winning our.
This is for $1,000 each, right? We talked about that.
Unfortunately, you did.
Because I'll hold the money if you guys want to just get it to me.
Yeah.
If you would have entered,
I can just have it deducted. Would that be better if I could just have it deducted from your bank account?
I'll give you all the numbers you need to get in there.
Might have them.
If you can find $1,000.
Ron Lewis might have them already.
Sure.
So I'll just go ahead and authorize that.
Yeah, you're welcome to it. Yeah. I can find it.
All right.
If you would have been in someone's money pool, you'd probably be
really
out in front. You've got, because you had Wisconsin beating Villanova.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a prescient move on my part.
Yeah.
But you know why? There was a reason for that. Because of the Big Ten championship.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You just saw something that you liked about,
yeah,
believed in.
Did they win or lose?
They lost to Michigan.
Right, that's right. And I thought, you know what? They've got something to prove.
But you also picked Michigan to beat Louisville.
Right, because they had the plane crash.
Right.
And so they were like, man, guys, we got a second chance at life. Let's go crazy.
No, you did not pick South Carolina to beat Duke, but you did in this upcoming round pick Baylor to beat Duke. So
good. I'll be out of that soon enough.
So you're still alive with Baylor.
Good.
So you've got
Duke. That was kind of funny. Those people were fucking shitting, man.
Oh, yeah. You have got.
What? No, we didn't lose. Yeah, no, you lost.
Yeah, that's. Everyone gets some sick enjoyment out of seeing Duke lose. But you have 7 of your Elite Eight remaining, which is impressive considering.
What do you and Dog have?
Dog, I don't know. He didn't fill his out.
I filled mine out on the WLS AM board, and I've got him here.
I've got, let's see. I've got 5, no. Let's see.
I really only care about me. You don't have to do the math on yourselves right now.
I've only got 3 of my final 4 and four or five of my Elite Eight, so not great.
What about you?
I'm trying to calculate what I got. I
give it to him. He's an automatic bracket calculator.
Yeah. I think I'm beating you on the WLS one.
I
couldn't log into that. Well, it was after the deadline.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so you lost. All right, so you had Duke in the Final Four, so you're out with that.
Yeah.
You have Kane.
Bummer, huh?
But otherwise.
Some of us took Baylor.
Otherwise, you're good because you've got North Carolina, Gonzaga. You got 3 of your Final Four left. And
want to put some money on it?
Care to make it interesting?
Yeah, I do. Of course, I'm the guy that did it based on a plane crash and losing the Big Ten championship.
Well, these are factors.
You got 6 of your. Oh, you got 6 of your Elite Eight left, so not bad. You picked Michigan pretty far, too, so good job.
You know why? Because we're from the Midwest.
I had to do it, man. From a family.
What just happened right there, bro?
Brennan's
mic fell off.
Let me turn that off while you're... I would unplug it before I tried to screw it back on.
It's a pro tip from me. Now, would you hold the mic and screw the bass, or would you hold the bass and screw the mic? There you go.
I would hold the mic and screw the bass. Well, it depends on how I'm feeling, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, aggressive.
Brendan made light work of that.
Yeah.
Man, where were you at the Grammys when Hetfield's mic was blown
could've
over?
Come right out there.
Yeah, would have been a savior.
Bro, your mic's not working.
I got this. You just keep rocking.
Enter Grease Man.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.